The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Mildav Zayin, the Gemara increases, tells us that in order to become a ger, a person has to, in times of the Beis HaMikdash, a person had to do milah, tefillah, he had to do a milah, he had to go to the mikvah, and he also had to bring a carbon. That obviously doesn't apply after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but this was the halacha in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that a ger had to bring a carbon. Davnei Nezer is medayik from the Nemuki Yosef and from the Rambam. The Rambam brings down this halacha in Hilchas Isurei Biyah, that where the Rambam is listing all the people that a person is not allowed to marry. The Rambam brings down the halacha that a ger has to bring a carbon. So the Avnei Nezer asks, why is it that the Rambam writes this in Hilchas Isurei Biyah? What does this have to do with Isurei Biyah? So the Avnei Nezer is medayik from this, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when a ger had to bring a carbon, the halacha was that the ger was not mutter b'bas Yisrael. He was not allowed to marry a Jewish woman until he brought that carbon. So Avnei Nezer asks, according to that, why is it that the halacha is that the ger is allowed to, even in time of the Beis HaMikdash, the ger is allowed to go to the mikvah before he brought the carbon? The fact is that the Rashba says that even though a ger needs two things, he needs milah and tefillah, the halacha is, according to the Rashba, that a ger is not allowed to go to the mikvah before he does the milah. He can't switch around the order and do tefillah before he does milah, because that would be like tayvil v'sharetz v'yaday. The halacha is you can't go to the mikvah as long as the item which is causing you to be tamei is still in your hands. So you're not allowed to go to the mikvah to become a ger as long as the arla is still on the person's body. Since the arla is ma'akav him from becoming a yid, it stops him from becoming a yid, the ger would not be allowed to go to the mikvah before he does the milah. Ask the Avnei Nezer, why is it that the halacha is not like that when it comes to bringing the carbon? Since bringing the carbon is ma'akiv him from becoming a yid and marrying a Jewish woman, so halacha should be that just like he's not allowed to go to the mikvah before he does milah, because it's like tayvul v'sharetz b'yadai, because there's something stopping him from becoming a Jew while he's going to the mikvah, so too the halacha should be that until he brings the carbon, it should be aser for him to go to the mikvah, and the mikvah shouldn't help until he brings the carbon. So Avnei Nezer answers based on a concept that we see in our sugya. He says like this. He says, we see in our sugya that even though the halacha is that a kohen is not allowed to eat the meat of a carbon, the basar of a carbon, until he's makter the imurim, until he burns up the parts which are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, until he puts them on the mizbeach into the fire. He's not allowed to eat the basar. Nevertheless, our Gemara teaches us that it's considered shas hetel kohenim, and the kohen is chayev olav mishum pigul noiser v'tamei, like it says in our sugya. Once you're zoyrik the dam, certainly all the amiraim agree that once you're zoyrik the dam, it's already considered shas hetel kohenim. So he asks the question: why should it be considered shas hetel kohenim? The kohen would not be allowed to eat the basar until he actually is makter the imurim. And until then, it's the basar is asr ba'achila. So how could we consider this a shas hetel kohenim? So he says that it must be that the way to understand this is because since if the imurim would not be around, since if they would become tamei or get burnt up some other way, the kohen would be allowed to eat the meat. So since this isser of eating the meat is not absolute, you're right, while the emurim are around, you're not allowed to eat the meat, but if the emurim would not be around, he would be allowed to eat the meat. So the only thing which is really ma'akiv him universally is the zrikas adam. But the emurim are only ma'akiv him if it's possible to bring the emurim, then he's not allowed to eat the meat. But if it's not possible to be ma'akiv the emurim, then he's allowed to eat the basar. So if so, it's considered legabish, as far as the halach of shas hetel kohenim is concerned, it's considered that you had a shas hetel kohenim since you did everything which is ma'akiv across the board. But things which are not ma'akiv across the board won't make it be considered that's not shas hetel kohenim. So he says the same thing applies over here. Since the milah is always ma'akiv a ger cannot become a ger without milah, if he's a man at least. It's impossible to become a ger, so therefore it's considered taivul b'sharetz b'yaday, as opposed to the halacha of bringing the carbon, where you're right. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the ger was not allowed to get married until he brings the carbon. However, in Bezman Hazeh, since the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that the ger is allowed to get to become a yid, he doesn't have to bring a carbon Bezman Hazeh because of Xeris HaKosu that says if it's impossible to bring the carbon, you become a yid anyways, even without the carbon. So therefore, bringing the carbon is not ma'akiv. But so since it's not ma'akiv always, there are times when bringing the carbon is not ma'akiv. So even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when bringing the carbon was ma'akiv, nevertheless, it would not be considered that he's tevil v'sheretz b'yadai, since the thing that the sheretz that he's holding in his hand is not always going to be a ma'akiv in him becoming a yid. It's not always going to stop him from becoming a yid. It's only right now since it's possible to do it. And he brings this comparison from our sugi that it's called Shas Hetel HaKayinim, when he was Zayir Gadam, despite the fact that he weren't Makta Deimurim. He goes on to explain another interesting halacha that it says over there in the Gemara in Krisus that a ger would generally, even Mizman Hazeh, a ger would have to be mafresh, he would have to set aside the money for the carbon until Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai instituted that a ger should not do that because of Me'ila that would happen if a ger set aside that money. So I asked Abdi Nezer, why would a ger be different than any other carbon? We know that a lot of times people are, unfortunately, are do Isser B'Shoigig. Let's say Chas Shalom B'Chal Shabbos B'Shoigig. And we don't say that you have to set aside money to bring a carbon chatos. We see in the Gemara on Shabbos that a certain big Tana was once, unfortunately, Michal Shabbos B'Shoigig. And he wrote down in his ledger that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, I'm going to have to bring a carbon chatos, according to one opinion. The other opinion says he never was Michal Shabbos. But we don't find in the Gemara on Shabbos that he had to set aside money. Okay, you could say he was after Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, but you don't find anywhere in the Gemara that there was any time when the person who was Mechal Shabbos, Chas Shalom, or Uzayv, or any other Aveira B'Shoigig would have to set aside money for his carbon. So the Avi Nezer wants to explain in the same way. He wants to say, because when it comes to bringing a carbon Chatos, you haven't, it's impossible to Mekayim your din without actually bringing the carbon Chatos and offering it in the Beis HaMikdash. So you don't accomplish anything by setting aside the money. As opposed to the halacha of a ger, since like we said, a ger, when he can't bring the carbon, he's not mechuyev to bring the carbon. The carbon is not ma'akiv him when it's impossible for him to bring the carbon. So therefore, it would be since the chi of carbon goes away when it's impossible to bring it, so then we could say that he's obligated at least to do whatever he's able to do. In other words, since he's able to set aside the money, that he has to do. As opposed to the regular din of chatas that a person has to bring for an aveira, we don't say do whatever you can, because until you finish the job, you haven't accomplished anything. That's the answer he tries to give according to what he's saying, why there was never a halacha to set aside a carbon, the money for a carbon chatas in the times, before.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.